And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our bonus community connection. And today we have a person you might remember from days past on the radio here, Jason Herr. How you doing?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me this morning.
You're looking for a different gig now, aren't you?
I'm off to a different gig, yes, sir.
It looks to me like you're going to be running in Ward 4, the race there in the municipal election count.
Ward 2, actually.
Ward 2, yep. Ward 2, that's right. Yep. I saw the Jason Herr 4. Ward 2.
Jason Herr for Ward 2, yes.
At gmail.com, because you're going to need that, because if you want to ask him a question, you got it there. Now, what's drawing you toward politics, young man?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. So 2020 has been an interesting year, to say the least,
it
right?
It has.
So I think, like a lot of people this year, when we've had so much time at home from quarantining and lockdowns in the early stages of this coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
I started doing a lot of reflection. Started doing a lot of inspection of what's going on in the political climate at every level, you mm-hmm. know, at the national level, state level, and then looking locally to our local leaders to see how their leadership's going to be impacting the lives of not just myself and my families, but the friends around me and the folks in my community. Mm-hmm. And as I looked at it, that's really what prompted me in my spirit to really consider this step into politics.
Wow, incredible. Now, you're a young guy. And do you have a family or anything
I do.
Your town?
I do. So I'm married to my wife, Sarah. We've been married for 11 years now. Uh-huh. We have four kids now. We just had
that's a good start.
Twins here in the midst of all of this coronavirus business. So I've got a son, Keegan. He's 10. A daughter, Clara. She's 6. And our twin boys, Liam and Levi, they are 5 months.
Wow. So you got a lot invested in the community.
We do. We do. This is a very important time for us and our family.
Now, one of the things that I'm reading about you is that you pledged to stand with small business as pillars of our community. And as this COVID has hit,
right.
Small business has been threatened from every which direction.
So I have a big heart for small businesses.
Yeah.
So a lot of my friends run some small businesses here in town. And the impact that coronavirus, the lockdown, and mm-hmm. even the reopening process has severely limited their abilities to get back up on their feet. You know, Tom, most small businesses don't have a lot of cash reserves to be locked down for a long period of time. They kind of work on a 4 to 6 week cycle of cash mm-hmm. flows. And so when you shut them down for weeks and months at a time, to get back up and running is very, very difficult. I help a small business here in town myself. My background in my career is as an accountant, a finance professional.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel for them because it has such a huge impact on their family. They don't have corporate sponsorships or stakeholders or shareholders necessarily that are helping funds capital to their businesses. They depend on their day-to-day sales to really make their ends meet, and so it's important.
Their safety net is looking in the mirror.
That's exactly right. They've got to show up every day.
And yes, they do. You're taking your business acumen, too, because you are talking about responsibility and accountability when it comes to taxation and government.
So taxation and government, I just mentioned my background's in accounting. I've got a long professional history in tax preparation and understand tax regulations and codes and things like that. So I think a city government's ability to responsibly tax its citizen primarily through the way of sales tax. You know, we just passed the half-cent CIP tax on August 25th, such an important tax. Those are the revenues the city depends on to make sure that we're getting our streets and bridges repaired, water mm-hmm. sanitation, all the different projects that the city is relying on funding for. It comes from those things. And so it's important that the folks that are overseeing those funds are good stewards of those resources.
Very good. Very good. And you're standing, you're back in the blue and the brown and the green, anything with a
yeah,
badge.
So this goes back to the conversation at more of the national level where we see a lot of, in my opinion, nonsense from the defund the police crowd. I could not imagine a scenario in which Bartlesville would ever contemplate such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want our folks behind the badge to know that their city council supports them 100% through all of this recklessness that's going on across the country, that we're not going to encourage that sort of behavior here in Bartlesville.
Another one of the planks that you have in your platform is that you're going to safeguard our rights, freedoms, and liberties from other places. I've seen them come under fire, and people are just rolling over.
Yeah.
I don't think they realize that they're giving up so much under the guise of a maybe.
Yeah. So it takes a strong person, somebody who can stand up to the pressures of political pressures, I guess you could mm-hmm. say, from people who have differing opinions or positions than you do,
mm-hmm.
And still be able to make a sound argument as to why going one direction is better mm-hmm. than another. Mm-hmm. The idea, you know, I think about cities like Norman, cities like Stillwater and Tulsa that are requiring their otherwise healthy citizens to be mandated to wear masks in this health pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see the data supporting that sort of an extreme measure. And I wouldn't support such a thing here. If data changes, if it becomes a significant problem for Bartlesville, maybe we talk about it, but it's going to be a big stretch for me to say I'm willing to sacrifice anybody's personal liberties for the sake of this. I'm of the opinion that a person's health is a personal thing, and it's your responsibility to take care of yourself. That's not to say that I don't love my neighbor or my family members or those in the community who may mm-hmm. be of a particular demographic that's at risk. You need to be respectful of those things.
You said it right there.
Yeah.
Respectful.
Yeah. You need to be respectful
mm-hmm.
And courteous, but that doesn't mean that you need to be masked up, you know, while you're riding your bike or running on a treadmill or riding in the car by yourself. You know, these things that just, I see these things and they just make me go, I don't understand. When you're minding your own business, you're socially distanced, all those things that go into, mitigating the risk of contracting viruses, it just doesn't make sense to me. So I can't support a mask mandate under the data that we have today.
Very good. We are talking with Jason Herr, and he is running in Ward 2 right here in Bartlesville for the upcoming municipal election. And, you know, we have a legacy here in Bartlesville. The first thing that comes to mind is, yep, it's the home of Phillip 66.
Sure.
The second one is, this is a great place to raise a family.
It is a great place to raise a family. So I moved to Bartlesville in 2002. My wife and I were married in 2009 and started having children right after that. And we've had some opportunities to look outside of Bartlesville for career opportunities and things like that. And we actually took advantage of one and moved down to the Oklahoma City area for a couple of years before God gave us an opportunity to come back here. And I'll be honest with you, this is a phenomenally family-friendly community. Great families live here, great employers work here and provide jobs for us. I want to make sure that those things continue for Bartlesville as part of our legacy so that when my kids are grown and decide to have their own families, they'll want to be a part of Bartlesville too. And they're not moving off to Tulsa or Norman or Dallas or wherever. They want to come back home to Bartlesville.
It's funny, I tell people about my new home here in Bartlesville. They say, you're making that up. I said, no, come down and visit.
It's incredible.
My son came down and visited. He says, wow, this is a little bit easier to get around than Kansas City, and the folks are really nice.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, for a community of 35, 36,000 people, the amenities that the city has for its citizens is amazing. Yeah. And I mean, everything from arts and culture to business opportunity, it's just a great community.
Yeah, you've got everything that you want in a big city, and that other stuff can stay in Tulsa or Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to keep it that way?
It's just a short drive if it needs to be.
You're going to promise us that you're going to keep it that way?
That's my goal. Yes, sir.
All right. So if folks maybe want to know a little bit more about you, we're going to do this here in the midway point because some folks just tuned in.
Sure.
So, Jason, how do they find out about you and how do they connect with you in order to find out more?
So I'm very active with my social media page. It's Jason Herr, the number 4, mm-hmm. Ward 2, the number 2. On Facebook. So you can search me on that. Jason Herr for Ward 2 is some place that you can go to kind of see why I'm running, what I'm doing, what I'm about. If you want more information, if you don't see what you want to find mm-hmm. out about me, best way is to email me, and that's at jasonherr4ward2@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Also very responsive on my emails as well.
Okay, very good. So you are accessible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think it's important, especially in this particular political climate, anybody that's running for office needs to have an honest and open conversation with the citizens that they're purporting to represent. So,
mm-hmm. are you having small meetings in your community, in your ward? Are you lining up groups and things like that?
We're in the process of lining up some lack of a better term, some town halls where folks can come and visit. And
you doing the Zoom for the folks who can't?
Maybe. I'm not super technical, and I'm not a fan. I think a lot of personal touch is lost through that that venue. If you're just wanting to share facts and information, it's probably a pretty good way to do it. But if you're trying to make a personal connection, it's a little tougher.
Yeah.
We can do it responsibly, meet together, and provide hand sanitations and social distancing, all of the things, still meet in person and get to know folks.
I think that's the best way to really tap into a person and what they're all about when they're trying to make their case for running for office, is that you have to really witness them in person, and your instincts are going to tell you.
Yeah.
And making that connection is very important, not only for you, but for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I've got on a standing meeting going right now. We were talking about places to meet and things to do. I've got a standing meeting every Friday from 7 to 8 in the morning at Jude's. I'll buy you a cup of coffee, and we can sit down and talk city politics, national politics. We can talk about Bruin football, whatever you want to talk about, just to get to know each other and just understand who I am and where I'm coming from. And I get to meet you and understand where you're coming from. I think that's important.
On top of that, you get a darn good cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's on me, so,
Free
cup of coffee. All the better. Come see me on Fridays.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, once again, we are talking with Jason Herr, and he is running for city councilor in Ward 2. And once again, you can find him Facebook at Jason Herr with two R's, the number 4, and Ward the number 2. And your Gmail account, of course, is your name, the number 4, Ward 2, the number, at gmail.com.
That's
kind of easy.
Absolutely.
To remember.
Right. I just try to keep
do
it simple.
It slow,
I've got to do it super simple, or it just gets too complex for me.
So, I'm the same way, I think everyone else is too, as well. This has been very interesting. And tell everybody, of course, when the election is coming up.
So the election for city council is during the same time as general election on November 3rd. So you'll be voting down the ballot. You'll have president, senators, representatives, and your city councilors.
That's pretty good. I like the fact that we can put it there in the big general election. That way, folks don't forget about it. Sometimes they do in cities where they put that like in April of
when you make it a special election time, and your turnout just isn't quite as much as what it would be otherwise.
8%. Now you do it like this, you get 40, 60, maybe even 70 in this one. Who knows? It's a 2020. It can go anywhere. Anyway, like I said, you've been here a good long time. And congratulations on the Twins.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boy,
pretty proud of those boys.
I bet you are. I bet you're just a world-class diaper wrangler about this time.
I'll put my skills up against any other day.
There you go. You about got
you bet.
To. We got about 2 minutes left here, and this is where I say jump on the stump and let them have it.
Jump on the stump and let them have it. Okay, so if you're of the same mindset that I am, that you really want to understand and know your local leaderships and how they apply themselves to your everyday lives, I think this is a great opportunity during this political season to really inspect those aspects. I can't recall, Tom, of any other time in my adult life where a city council has really had such a direct impact on the everyday lives of the citizen. I think it's important now for folks to take a look at their leaders, not just in Ward 2, but in each ward, and really say, do these people represent my values, and vote accordingly. So that's my encouragement to the people of Bartlesville, is really know who your leaders are, know who you're electing and what they stand for. If you back them, you back them. If you don't vote for them. That's just kind of my personal philosophy. And just take this year to really dig into how you feel about the current situation, that your day-to-day life. Schools have reopened, we're going back to work, and things are not the way that they were pre-pandemic yet. Don't know that they ever will be entirely, but you have an opportunity based upon the people that you vote for to really drive your values home to what you want your life to be.
Very good. Thank you for dropping by today, and hopefully we'll get another visit with you here before the election time comes around. And again, congratulations on the family.
Four.
A young age.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Thank you.
Good guy. I got 6, but I stretched it out a long time.
Oh, man. We just cranked them all in.
Okay. Take care, and thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for listening.